In the telling of history, where is the point that separates fact from fantasy? Is this really the sound of an American helicopter over Vietnam, or is it a Hollywood recreation of that sound? The story of U.S. involvement in Vietnam has been told countless times, but how much of what is said and written is actually true? One man has assigned himself the lifelong task of sorting out this question. His name is John Bakey. In 1969, Bakey was a U.S. soldier stationed in Vietnam. Today, he's the curator of a large archive of films, recordings, novels, poetry, and artwork about the war in Vietnam. All of it springing to one degree or another from the imagination.
What I feel about the imaginative representations of trauma, which after all is what talking about any war is that fiction gets closer to the reality of the event in the sense that it shows what war is rather than what war is like. There is no compass from which you can make a logical progression to thinking about the war. It's an explosion of feelings, and you either make the connection or you don't.
I think now, looking back, we did not fight the enemy. We fought ourselves. And the enemy was in us.
John Bakey's collection is called Imaginative Representations of the Vietnam War. It includes more than 6,000 items, stored in a special climate-controlled vault at LaSalle University in Philadelphia, where Bakey is director of library services. Bakey says the movie Platoon is among the works in his archive that attempt to be historically accurate. But he's just as interested in collecting stories about the war that are more folklore than factual.
Ones that jump into my head, no pun intended, is the poor VC prisoner bound hand and foot being booted out of an American helicopter door. That has reached the status of true folklore. If that had indeed happened at the rate that one would be led to believe that it happened in novels, films, short stories, poetry, and every other thing, it would not have been possible to have that number of helicopters from which to kick these people.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three.
Among the items in the collection are the Woodstock album, released in 1970, with Country Joe McDonald's I Feel Like I'm Fixin' to Die rag, along with video copies of well-known films such as Born on the 4th of July, Full Metal Jacket, and Apocalypse Now. But much of the material is far more obscure. There are comic books about Vietnam, copies of poems handed out at anti-war rallies, even games.
I don't really know how to characterize these. They're sort of imaginative constructions in the form of board games, software, strategic games that are played out on a board. This is another board game, Tour 365, which is the game consists of literally going square by square, each representing a day of a 365-day tour, and all of this horrible stuff happens to you, and you get Dear John letters and step on punji steaks and things like that.
This is called Vietnam Survival Tour 365, and it says, experience the emotions and obstacles of the Vietnam foot soldier as you take your men on patrol through the bush of Vietnam. And then under that, created by a Vietnam vet.
And if that weren't convincing enough, we have next to that the picture of a Afro-American GI up to his ankles in tatty swamp. But then off to the left at the top it says ages 6 to adult. What a 6-year-old would would take away from this is hard to know.
Like a lot of people who lived through the Vietnam era, Bakey feels the nation has never come to terms with U.S. actions during that period. He says that's why so much material about the war has been generated. It's as if American society keeps replaying the conflict, trying to come up with a reasonable explanation.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hello, campers. Remember, Monday is malaria day. That's why it's time to take that big orange pill and get ready for the Ho Chi Minh two-step.
Bakey and other scholars of the Vietnam War talk about reaction coming in several phases. After the war ended, filmmakers and writers virtually ignored the subject for a few years. Then came a wave of movies, novels, and television programs that lasted through the 1980s, what Bakey refers to as a suffocating mass of material. Now Bakey and others say there appears to be a drop-off in interest in the war.
I think that we've come to that less as a result of coming to true terms with, in this case, the Vietnam War, than from a sheer sense of exhaustion with it. You know, I think that the hiatus speaks more of a continued frustration and almost a vacuum, an inability to still deal with the realities of the war and how we got there and what it tells us about ourselves. You know, that at the very bottom is the hardest thing to accept. We got ourselves into something that we knew we should have stopped, and we didn't stop it as a culture. And we're at the point now where it's still not acceptable, and it's just not going to be talked about again for a while.
Maybe not, but browsing through John Bakey's archive, it's also clear that while Americans may not talk about the Vietnam War every day, it is a constant part of American culture.
The classic Huey helicopter is everywhere. It's on the covers of books. It's on children's pajamas, for instance. It's on sheets. I've seen bedclothes, in other words. Not even remembering the number of times it appears on novels about the war and on video boxes. It tickles me sometimes to see the number of times that a helicopter image is used on the box of a film and it doesn't occur in the film. That's generally a good indication that something has passed through the image stage into the land of icons.
But Bakey believes that images of the Vietnam War have lost their meaning for today's consumers of popular culture, young moviegoers and music fans who were born after the war ended. And like many Americans of his generation, Bakey worries that means young people may never know the truth about the Vietnam War and the lessons America learned from it. For the Christian Science Monitor, this is John Rudolph reporting.